Glory, hallelujah. The power of God and the anointing of wisdom fall upon you. Receive the spirit of understanding. Receive the spirit of wisdom. Receive the spirit of excellence. In the name of Jesus, receive the grace to know what to do at every point in time. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you will not be stranded. You are empowered to rule over your enemies. In the name of Jesus, it is done. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This is Joseph Adenuga, the pastor of Prevailing Church of Christ, Bethlehem, South Africa. I'm here again with the word of hope to inspire you and to bless you and to motivate you. Hallelujah. I continue from where I stopped. I'm still talking about wisdom. And when I talk about wisdom, I'm talking about the wisdom of God. If you want to listen to these messages, you can go to our website, triggersforsuccess.com, and you get more of these teachings there. Hallelujah. It's my daily broadcast website. Go there and you can access some of the teachings that we have done many weeks ago from January 1, 2017. All the daily broadcast messages are on that website. Hallelujah. Today I want to show you from the book of Proverbs chapter 4, and I'm going to begin from verse 5. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Verse 8, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. When thou dost embrace her, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Hallelujah. Verse 11, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right path. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, and let her not go. Keep her, she is thy life. Hallelujah. Amen. Now this is where we stop. We're talking about wisdom. You see, wisdom, the teaching about the wisdom of God is very, very important. Tomorrow I'm going to end this message by talking about the seven pillars of wisdom. I'm going to show you the seven pillars of wisdom before I eventually stop this message on wisdom, because this message of wisdom is, you know, it keeps coming to me every day. It keeps coming to me every day. But you see, this place where we read talks about wisdom. It says that number one thing God is saying is that you need to get wisdom. You need to get understanding. When Bible says get, it means that you need to do something. Wisdom does not fall upon people from heaven like a ripe orange fall from the tree. Wisdom is hidden. You see, wisdom is hidden, and you need to go look for it. To get wisdom, you need to place a search. If you don't place a search, you cannot get it. You see, what you get is what you look for. You see, you are not just seeing it by the wayside. You need to do something. You need to go for it. You need to search for it. You need to go dig deep. Until you dig deep, you cannot get it. You see, God is saying, you need to go get it. And that is why, you see, somehow he said, buy the truth and sell it not. You need to buy into it. You need to invest into wisdom. And that is maybe what you are doing every day when you listen to broadcast message like this and messages from other ministers of God. You are digging to get something. Hallelujah. Some people say, no, I can't listen to messages like that. Every day is consuming my data. It's consuming your data, but you are trying, you are investing to wisdom. Wisdom is not common. And that is why I said in some of those past messages that This is not common sense. Common sense is sensual wisdom. Hallelujah. The wisdom from above is beyond the common sense. You cannot get it commonly. You need to invest into it. You need to walk into it. Hallelujah. That's why that place I read in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Because what God is saying is that the word of my mouth is the wisdom. Because when he said, get wisdom, get understanding, don't depart from the word of my mouth, God is saying, go look for wisdom, that is my word. Go look for understanding, because my word giveth understanding. The Bible says the entrance of his word bringeth life. It giveth understanding to the simple. You see, the word of God is what brings understanding. Hallelujah. And it says when you get it, don't let it depart. That's what that verse 5 is saying. It said, decline not. Don't decline from the words of my mouth, because that is the wisdom. When you get it, don't decline from it. Don't go away from it. Because that wisdom is the word of God. That one I want you to know. That one is very clear. Don't forget that. For any reason, don't let anything make you to forget. If you need wisdom, the wisdom is in the word of God. Hallelujah. And the wisdom is expressed, because when you begin to enter into the word of God, the word of God is the wisdom of God. But when you open your eyes and you see what the word of God says, that is understanding. Understanding is seeing what God is saying in his word. Hallelujah. And when you have that understanding, hallelujah, then you have the wisdom of God. Look at verses. It says, forsake her not. That is the word of God. And she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. That is the wisdom of God. Because the wisdom of God is the word of God. And the word of God is the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. I want you to understand it. I'm going to stop there because of time. And I want you to rebroadcast this to as many people as you can. If this is rebroadcasted to you, and you want to hear this every day, and you want me to send it directly to you, if you have a WhatsApp application on your phone, save my number now. I'll send it to you every day on WhatsApp. And my number is +27 74 03 02 381. That's my number. Save it right now. WhatsApp me immediately. Say, register me. I'll register you and send this to you every day. And I'll pray for you every day. It's my assignment. It's my passion. It's what I love. It's what I do. It's what God has commanded me to do. It's what I will do till the day I will leave this world. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. This is Joseph Adenuga signing out and saying, be blessed and remain blessed.